You know, contrary to popular opinion, it was not the Pilgrims who brought European music to America, but the Moravians. These German-speaking, music-loving Christians came to America and brought Haydn with them. In fact, when Benjamin Franklin wanted to hear Haydn's Creation, he had to hop on a horse from Philadelphia to the Moravian community outside of town to hear it. On its 35th anniversary season, the Piedmont Chamber Singers is celebrating its Moravian musical heritage with a Moravian Christmas, Friday night, December 14th at 7:30 in Calvary Moravian Church, and Saturday, December 15th at 7:30 in Kernersville Moravian Church. On the program, Franz Joseph Haydn's Missa Brevis Sanctis Ioannis de Deo, finally nicknamed the Little Organ Mass. Piedmont Chamber Singers Artistic Director Wendy Looker spoke with me by phone from her studio in Greensboro. Music by Haydn, and it's a little short Misa.
It's a little brief Mass, and what's really kind of charming and interesting about it is the Gloria movement and the Credo movement, which are traditionally very, very long. The texts are both very long texts, and so they tend to be, in the larger Haydn Masses, they're drawn out into the equivalent of three movements, almost, three for the Gloria and three for the Credo, and here they're extremely short. And each movement starts out with each part of the choir singing different texts at the same time. So it's a way to get through all of that text all at once. And it's really very brilliant the way Haydn constructs the counterpoint so that it all works and doesn't sound at all chaotic.
The Moravian music that you'll be performing, were they looking toward Haydn as a model at that time?
They may have been. The interesting thing I found about the American Moravian settlers is that they brought over all of the popular music of the time from Europe. And so they had this really amazing collection of pieces, of copies of popular works of the time. So they did know what was going on in Europe. So what we see in the Moravian music that they then came over and they continued to compose in that style. So the music will be somewhat similar to a Haydn or Mozart, to their language. And also the Moravians emphasized having amateurs be able to perform. And the clergy would write music as well. So it was, you know, someone would be writing a sermon and then they'd also rip out a piece of music, you know.
Yeah.
It's an interesting program because unless you're Moravian, you probably won't recognize these tunes as Christmas pieces. But the texts are very much Christmas texts. And then we'll round out the program with some familiar carols at the end. I think it's nice if whenever I do a concert, if I know that the audience will go away having heard something different, something new, or learned something they didn't know before. And the Moravian tradition is such a big part of our culture here in Winston-Salem that, you know, I thought it would be appropriate, especially in our 35th anniversary year. PCS has been in Winston-Salem for 35 years. And I think it's nice to highlight our local heritage in our Christmas program.
Piedmont Chamber Singers Artistic Director Wendy Looker. PCS celebrates the holiday season and the ensemble's 35th season of chamber music excellence with a Moravian Christmas, Friday night, December 14th at 7:30 in Calvary Moravian Church, and Saturday, December 15th at 7:30 in Kernersville Moravian Church. You'll find links to ticket information at wfdd.org/triadarts. On the program will be Franz Joseph Haydn's Missa Brevis Sanctis Ioannis de Deo, also known as the Little Organ Mass. Also on the program, some seasonal Moravian music and some of your favorite carols as well. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.